KVCR is taking an in-depth look into the physician shortage plaguing California, and it's especially bad in the Inland Empire. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has part one of our five-part series on the doctor shortage.
On Christmas Eve in 1899, the Santa Fe train was coming into town. It crossed the hills and reached the Inland Empire when suddenly it derailed. Five people were killed and many more injured.
Well, the bad news was the nearest hospital was in Los Angeles. One, and then two, you have a situation where the train was wrecked.
30 miles away from Los Angeles, injured passengers were now stuck in Pomona. And the incident showed the drastic lack of healthcare services in the burgeoning Inland Empire. Locals there took notice.
People in, for instance, Pomona decided, well, wait a minute, we need to have something here. Maybe one little doctor, but when you have an emergency or you have situations, we need to have a hospital. So Pomona's hospital, the Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center, was slowly but surely created.
Joe Blackstock is a historian of the Inland Empire. He says that 1899 train wreck was the beginning of a pattern. The region's healthcare needs have always outstripped the supply.
The need has been dealt with on a reactive basis as opposed to looking ahead. We have a train wreck, and then we decide we need a hospital.
Today, healthcare in the Inland Empire is facing another train wreck. According to a recent report out of UC San Francisco, the entire state will likely face a severe shortage of primary care clinicians in the next 15 years. That makes it one of California's biggest public health problems, and one that will hit the Inland Empire especially hard. The region has the lowest physician-to-resident ratio in all of California. In 2017, there were only 39 physicians per 100,000 residents, far below the recommended 70 doctors per 100,000 people.
It's a struggle for our area.
John Husing, an Inland Empire economist, says there are three main factors behind the shortage. The first is the Affordable Care Act. In 2012, there were about 750,000 people in the Inland Empire without health insurance. In 2016, that number dropped to about 330,000.
It went from 28.8% of the population to 12.4% of the population. Now, that increases the demand for health care and therefore for doctors in this area.
Husing says another factor driving the shortage is the lure of Los Angeles and Orange counties. Doctors head to the coast to make a higher salary than they can in the Inland Empire. That makes training local doctors and having them stay in this region pretty difficult.
It's a tough road to hoe because it takes a lot of training, and docs can make more on the coast than they can make here.
And then there's the problem of retirement.
And the last would be the aging of the population with the baby boomers getting into their 60s.
The shortage of doctors in the Inland Empire has all kinds of consequences. Long wait times, a lack of certain specialties in this area, and for some, an inability to access health care at all. For Karen Olson, it meant leaving San Bernardino County to find the care she needed.
I was diagnosed December 17th with uterine cancer.
When Olson found out she had cancer, she decided to seek specialty care at Los Angeles-based City of Hope rather than a local treatment center.
My doctor that diagnosed me was a local doctor in Redlands, and I've had very good care there, but they don't treat cancer. I really wanted to go to somebody who only treats cancer. They research it, they treat it, that's all they do.
That meant daily drives that could take over 3 hours total. Olson says she was grateful to be able to do it. Most people in the area couldn't.
You know, it's grueling. The drive does get grueling, and not everyone has that option to do it. First of all, because of the insurance and transportation costs and time, you know, I feel lucky that I could quit working and devote 8 months to this process.
Olson has had her last radiation sessions and is now in remission, but she still has to drive to Los Angeles occasionally for checkups. Tune in to the rest of our series about the doctor shortage. We'll hear about its effects on residents' lives and some programs and people who are addressing it. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.
This story was produced as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's California Fellowship.